Welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. I'm Ludmila, founder and CEO of Rampic, a B2B digital marketing agency. We help tech founders get the most of their marketing effort and promote their stories to our audience. We believe that every tech founder has a unique story and their business needs attention. Stick around till the end of the show and we'll reveal how you can become our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Hello and welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast, the space where tech founders and leaders share their unconventional visions and stories. And today I'm here with Rao Tejarla, the founder and CEO of SaaS Logic. Rao, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ludmila. Thanks for having me.
Rao, you seem to have like a very profound technical background, but what brought you to the tech space?
Tech space, that's my education. I started out with my bachelor's degree in computers and engineering. So that naturally I just stepped into software development. And I worked at various levels in software development. You know, I was a developer, I led the teams, and then I built strong products. I did a lot of consulting before I started this another consulting company called Xpeed Software. And then I started that 15 years ago, and then recently, we started getting into products. One of them is SaaS Logic today. Yeah.
Oh, and it's usually a very steep learning curve when you are transferring from service side of the business to the product side of the business. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you came to the idea of SaaS Logic and what's behind the product? And how was that transition for you? I think it's still going. So anything that you'd like to share?
I still have myself in both sides. Still services as well as product. What brought us to this product is, as a services business, we have been building SaaS products for our customers for the last 15 years. As part of that, we actually came across this scenario where we had to build subscription management and billing for our customers. After seeing this pattern 3-4 times, I came to the realization, hey, this is a problem that is probably, you know, it's there across the industry. So then we thought, okay, let us really create a product which will solve that problem so that our customers can focus on their core business and product without getting sidetracked by subscription management. Because subscription management is complex, even though it sounds simple. I mean, people have temptation to really do it on their own, but you will be able to do it. But, you know, you can get to a point where it's going to hold you hostage unless you do it really well. Right?
And what sits behind that complexity? Like, why is that complex?
So if you look at a subscription, right? I mean, as most of the businesses are going, especially software business, they're moving towards subscription as a business model. So what happens is when you really bring, first thing is, you're not going to have one price entry. You're going to have like a 3-4 kind of pricing plans so that you want your customers to, you know, start using your product using the least resistant plan, like, you know, smallest plan as possible. So then you want them to really change, upgrade the plan as much as possible, right? So every time you allow a change to the subscription, it has impact on your financial systems, like accounting and things like that. You also have to give sometimes prorate and give the credits. And all these, it runs into a lot of difficult scenarios, right? Even though they sound like simple, first, you know, subscription management, when you add all these things, you know, prorate and then changing, you know, plans in the middle of the billing frequency, all these things are complex. And then also financial systems, you know. So that's what, you know, if we focus only on that, we are trying to be experts at that. So, you know, we want to help our customers.
And what does SaaS Logic do in terms of addressing like that burning problem? Because the more you talk about it, the more I see that it is indeed a very multifaceted and complex business model. So how does SaaS Logic help your customers?
Yeah, so what we do is we allow our customers to define their products on our platform. Like that's a starting point. And then we allow you to define different features that you're offering. Right. So as a software product, you may have like 15 different features. Right. And then the next, when you're trying to price these things, you're not going to always sell all the 15 features to your customers. Some customers might need only like 5 features to get started. Some customers might need next 10 features. The others might need all 15 features, right? So you should be able to create your pricing plans with a subset of all the features your product offers, right? We provide a very flexible way for you to really create these pricing plans using your features. And also we allow you to define different pricing parameters. Like, you know, pricing parameter could be number of users, or the amount of storage, number of API calls. So you define, I mean, it's not defined for you. You can define whatever makes sense for your product. And using those, you will be able to define the pricing plans, right? So with this, what we are doing is we are providing the ability for our customers to define pricing plans. And that way you can just define a pricing plan, put it in front of the customers and see if it sticks. If it is not doing well, you know, it's easy for you to really create another plan and put it in front of the customer. So that way, what you're doing is you're going through the price discovery process. And you have this flexibility and you can easily find out the price. Sometimes, you know, that is one of the difficult parts when you create a product and finding out what is actually the right price for your product is a process. You need to have ability to really do that. It's almost like experimenting, right? We allow that experimenting and then make it very easy for our customers.
Wow, that's awesome. And I believe that the companies, regardless of the stages they are, especially like the tech startups and the startups using the subscription-based model, they would benefit a lot from that flexibility, because it's not just like something set in stone. You can indeed monitor and experiment. And Rao, does SaaS Logic provide any like reporting or like analytics capabilities connected to those pricing plans?
We provide a lot of reporting, actually. We have, you know, a dashboard, first of all, that shows different metrics, and the number of subscriptions, and then, you know, monthly recurring revenue, annual recurring revenue. And then if there is any churn, we'll be able to show the churn rate and things like that. And also we have some revenue reports that show what is the total revenue booked and how much of it is recognized. Sometimes, you know, you may have a subscription for the entire year, but you cannot really just recognize that whole revenue in 1 month when you're calculating MRR. You should see, you know, whatever you spent, whatever the service you provide, only that has to be taken into account. We have all these processes to really give you good revenue numbers, which you can use actually if you're a startup, when you're going for funding. This is one of the important things that you have to show it to your investors. And if you don't have proper reporting systems, you'll have to hack through, you know, multiple spreadsheets and all that. We make this process easy for our startup founders.
That's awesome. And for everybody who's listening, saaslogic.io is the website for Rao's product. And also feel free to find Rao on LinkedIn and saaslogic.io. That's the place to go if you would like to have a deeper look into what the product offers. And Rao, I also see that you've built quite a bit of integrations for SaaS Logic. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? About the whole ecosystem? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, when you're building a platform like this, the important thing is, you know, integrations, right? So I talked about managing the subscriptions. The next thing we do in this logic is we allow our merchants to collect the payments, right? So we allow them payment collection through credit cards and bank ACH and things like that. So for doing that, we integrate with payment gateways like a Stripe and then Authorize.net and Razorpay. And we have actually white labeled, we have our own payment gateway as well. So this, we have integrations with these things. That is the first one. The second is we also integrate. One of the things is once you start selling, you know, our platform, SaaS Logic, will start raising invoices for merchants' customers on a monthly basis. Right, on behalf of merchant. So what happens is if you have a accounting department and if you are using some accounting software like QuickBooks, your accounting folks, it doesn't matter where the invoices are generated. They want to be able to sit in front of their QuickBooks and see all those account payments. So we make it so easy. Once invoice is raised in SaaS Logic, we actually push that to QuickBooks if you give us your connectivity information to QuickBooks. And when we receive the payment, we also mark it as paid. So you know, and then if you mark it as paid in QuickBooks, we'll be able to sync it up. So we keep your accounting systems and SaaS logic in sync. So right now we have QuickBooks. We are also working on other accounting systems. So that is actually, that is very important integration. And we also have integration with tax calculation engine called Avalara, right? If you, most of the times, if you're working on a, it changes, right? I mean, you have to be in compliance with your local tax rules and regulations. And then Avalara is expert at that. And then instead of we doing something, we just allow Avalara do its magic, and then we integrate with them. So you can set up an account with the Avalara, and we'll be able to calculate tax and then add it as a line item on the invoices. Things like that. So we have a bunch of integrations. We are also working on other integrations with CRM products so that you know, we'll be able to link up your CRM system and then our quoting process and things like that. Yeah, there are a lot of things coming up as well.
Wow, that's awesome. And actually, when you are building all those features and integrations with the users in mind, you like your clients, it looks like you've done an amazing work identifying the like real pains, because what I hear a lot from the other tech founders is that setting up the whole billing infrastructure can be very tedious. And it looks like SaaS logic workflows and everything that you've built addresses a lot of those problems. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, just remember, I mean, before building this product, we come from the background of building SaaS products for our customers. So we understand one of the challenges always is integrations, right? So we you know, there are times when it was easy. There were times when it was very difficult while we were integrating with third-party products. So we have taken all those experiences into consideration, and then we are putting forward, you know, very sophisticated and smooth integration for our merchants.
Amazing. Amazing. And Raul, one of my favorite questions is your any success story that you have to share, any customer story or anything that you feel SaaS logic was a great solution to actually use and help people.
Yeah, I mean, recently, I'll take one of the recent ones. We actually were working with a company that works with a lot of schools, right? Help them collect their payments and things like that. Schools also have, they have this tuition fees, right? Quarterly, monthly, depending on your school type. So we actually utilize the SaaS logic as a platform to collect tuition fees for different schools. We almost started that as a sub-segment of this. And that's going after all the schools in different countries to collect the tuition fees. So, and we found out a lot of interesting, you know, points as part of this implementation. And then all those things we brought back and added as a new features. For example, one of the things that we realized is, you know, you have a yearly subscription, and then in the summer they want to pause it, right? So pause and resume. And we added that feature recently. I think that will be very useful in a lot of merchants. For example, health, fitness clubs and things like that. You pay for it 1 year upfront, but if you have to take 2 months off in the middle, you know, either you, most of the times you probably lose, you don't get anything back, I guess. So if they're using our platform, we'll allow the fitness club owners to offer a facility where they can take, you know, 2 months off, and then they can extend that period a little bit if they want to. So things like that, you know.
Beautiful. And this is actually like e-learning is looking more and more complex over time, because especially when you're dealing with schools, as you're rightly saying, those relationship between the students and their parents and the schools have changed a lot. And there is a lot of like SaaS based models there in the sector that was like very traditional even 5 years ago. So COVID, you know, sometimes it had a really interesting implication.
Yeah. And then we also started working some other use case recently. We are building another product, which is in partnership with one of our customers in the logistics space. They provide a tracking and track and trace functionality for all the trucks or ships that are, you know, involved in, you know, moving your goods across countries and sometimes within the country. So there's always interest in knowing where my product is on the globe, right? So we are actually building a product to really track and trace. And that whole thing is actually offered as a subscription for the customers. And then we are using SaaS logic as a platform to really collect the payments for the subscriptions, for those subscriptions as well.
Wow, that's incredible. And what I love about it is how you blend years and years of the service-based experience into the platform that you're building. So for everybody who is listening, saaslogic.io, and also feel free to connect with Rao Chajarla on LinkedIn. And I think this is the place and this is the service where the startups at any stage can benefit from. So if you're managing your subscriptions, you should definitely be doing this with professionals like Rao and the solutions like SaaSLogic. Rao, thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest to the show. Appreciate everything that you're doing. That's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ludmilla. Thanks for the conversation. That was good.
Ludmilla here. Thanks so much for listening to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. If you are a B2B tech founder who would like to be on the show, visit podcast.rampic.agency. If you've got something from this interview that you would like to share, please go ahead and post a link to this episode on social media. Just grab a link, send it to a friend. If you know someone who will be a great guest on the show, tag them in your post. So let them know about the show and include our podcast name, which is B2B Tech Founders Lounge, in your post. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are adding new episodes frequently, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast. This means a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Visit us at Rampic Agency website or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.